I'm glad we're doing this. My name is Mike Wilson. A lot of you already know me. I just want to share a couple of scriptures real quick, and then I'm going to show you what I have. I just want to start in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You, everyone in this room, you are chosen. You're a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood. Everyone in this room, you are priests. A holy nation. A people belonging to God. That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Why are you the people of God? Not just so you can go to heaven. That's just a benefit. You're a child of God. You're chosen of God. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You belong to God so that you can declare His praises. The one who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Then we flip over to Hosea. Another passage we're familiar with. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. Because you rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. We just read that we are a royal priesthood. And God says, because you reject knowledge, I reject you as my priest. Because you've ignored the law of your God, I will also ignore your children. And then we wonder why we have problems in the church, why we have division that we're talking about this morning. There's a story in Acts chapter 8, again, I'm going to say things you guys are already familiar with. It's about Philip. And he's called to go talk to the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch, and he goes up to the chariot, and what's the eunuch doing? He's reading. He's reading Scripture. He has the Word of God. Does he have what he needs?
No.
Yes. But there's a problem. He doesn't understand it. And so Philip comes up alongside him and says, do you understand what you're reading? He says, how can I unless somebody explain it to me? And so then Philip starts in that very passage and speaks to him about Jesus, which culminates in the salvation of this man, the education, so he could go on his way to do what? Become part of a holy nation, royal priesthood, the people chosen by God to declare that God, the glory of God who brought him out of darkness into His wonderful light. I am a graduate of Sunset School of Preaching, which is now Sunset International Bible Institute. I have been ridiculed. I have been judged because I went to Sunset. When I was in university, I had a professor call me into his office. I'd never had a professor before in my life. Before I even had our first class, he calls me into his office and he says to me, you think you're going to get an A because you went to Sunset? No, I don't think that. I got an A in class, by the way, but you don't have to go to Sunset to go to heaven. You don't have to join UK Bible Institute to teach people about Jesus. It is a tool. How many of y'all walked here this morning? Oh. Hey, the guy from Texas. How did you get here? With your car, probably, maybe a coach? You had a tool to help you get where you were going. Could you have all gotten here, except for the guy from Texas, if you would have walked? Yes. You would have had to plan earlier. You would have had to leave earlier. You couldn't just get up this morning, hop in the car, turn on the radio, turn on the air conditioning, drive here. It would have taken a longer journey, but yes, you still would have gotten here. Isn't it nice that we have tools that make our life easier? Is there anything wrong with that? No, of course not. And that's all we have here. So let's wake this up. Look at it so I can see me. Come on. Come on. UKVI.UK. That's the website. Sometimes it's still new, so sometimes you have issues doing that. If you have to throw on a www in front of it. But UKVI, United Kingdom Bible Institute.UK, is a tool. And so I want to show you a few things about UKBI, United Kingdom Bible Institute. This is the website. When you go there, that's what you're going to see. I have a link to Sunset simply because to start United Kingdom Bible Institute, I signed a contract along with Paul Hill a few years back to use Sunset material. Let me say one more thing about Sunset. I told you about how I've been criticized before because of that. I've also had people say, that's a Sunset teaching. Anybody who's ever said that has never been to Sunset. Because just like we talked about this morning, are there disputable matters? Are there things that we can have a difference of opinion on and yet still be united?
Yes.
Welcome to Sunset. There is no such thing as a Sunset teaching. What Sunset gave me was the skills to study my Bible and come to my own conclusions. Even our own professors, instructors at Sunset do not always agree with each other. But you know what? We're united.
Amen.
Because we have a purpose of serving Almighty God. That's what we're here for. And so that's why I have a link to Sunset. Don't ever click on it. I don't care. What I want you to click on, my website. So to show you real quick, this is the UKBI website. I've got some different things here at the top. One of my favorite things here is the resources. If you click resources, that did not click where I wanted it to go. There we go. This is great to click on. So this is the Sunset Digital Library. And what it is free access to a lot of videos, a lot of audio, a lot of sermons about pretty much any topic you can think of. There's a video on there of visiting where they believe the Ark, Noah's Ark rested in the mountains of Ararat. Really interesting. Can you go to heaven without it? Absolutely. But there's a lot of good material here if you go to this website. For example, every January we have a workshop called Division Workshop. You can go here and you can watch those lessons over and over again, or for the first time, for free. So that's a resource we have here. I'm a deacon of mission to Green Lawn Church of Christ, and so Green Lawn supports me to be here to talk to y'all. And so I want to acknowledge them. And so what I have here is at Green Lawn, we have a teaching page where we have Bible classes and different lessons available. If you're looking for some resources, I've got them on this resources page. eSword. eSword is a free Bible program that you can download and have all kinds of access to study curriculum, Bible translations, Greek, Hebrew, interlinears. I've got a link there to the Christian Worker. Got Trevor Williams here. Thank you for that. Christian Worker is your United Kingdom newspaper for Churches of Christ. It's got a link also on there where you can know where other churches are located at. We don't need to be isolated. We need to be unified.
Yeah.
Is the Church of Christ autonomous? Yes. But not independent. We're dependent upon our head, and we're part of a body. And my body doesn't work very good if I got one hand way over there and I never know what it's doing. It's nice when my body is connected so that I can do things with my body. Mm-hmm. So that's what we got here. And then I'm going to be adding some more resources here as the days go on. Some of the things we presented this week while we were here. We had a good lectureship on the kingdom and end times. That is something our young people are really interested in. So I'm going to be adding some things to this. But now the other main thing about my website You tap the logo. Well, let me tell you what. Before you do that, hit apply now. That'll send me an application from you. I'm going to approve it. It's just basic, your name and address, how long you've been in the church, you know, what's the references. I'm never going to call these references. Well, maybe if Trevor signs up, I'll call his references. Just to be sure. But that's how you apply. You get that, you automatically get an email saying what to do next. Anytime you want to go to your classes, you hit this UKBI website, hit that logo, takes you to this web page. And so it'll show you a list of things. First, I'm going to show you the overall, and then I'll get to some specifics. So for example, right, let's do it this way instead. Okay, we're going to do it this way. All right, here's the list. There are a total of 40 courses, 40 classes that you can take, anywhere from 12 lessons to 24 lessons per course. They're divided up the way we do it in America. I know you do it a little bit differently here in your schools, but we have freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior levels. Freshman is our introduction level. Sophomore means you've been studying for a while, you're moving on up. Junior is you've studied quite a bit and you're just not quite there yet. And then senior, it's your last year. You're almost done. That's the way we do it in America. So that's the way it's divided up here. And you can see, if you can see, I bet I can make that bigger. We've got Christian Evidences. The first course I put everybody through is Christian Evidences with Ed Wharton. I'm just showing you some of the classes we have. We got Life of Christ. It'll tell you how many lessons it has, 24 lessons. Next class, we have a study of the book of James, 12 lessons, tells you who the instructor is. We got an evangelism course. We've got Bible History 1, Bible History 2. We've got History of the Church in Acts. We've got Schema Redemption, great class. And that's going to go all the way through. You can go look at your sophomore classes. You can go look at the senior classes. Acts, Biblical Interpretation. You ever wanted to know how to study your Bible? And why are there different types of literature? Why do we not study the Gospel of Mark the same way we study the book of Revelation? They're both books in the Bible, so I should be able to study them the same, right? Different types of literature. Well, this is a course that will help you understand that, as well as understanding a little bit more about the Hebrew and the Greek, what tools are out there to help you be able to study. So it's a great course to help you learn how to study your Bible. What if you want to start preaching? We've got a homiletics course. What does the word homiletics mean? That's a great question. Hey, I'll give you an answer. See, the way I do my question and answers, I get asked my own questions, and then I give the answers. You guys don't get asked questions. Homiletics. Come on, that was a joke. You guys can laugh. Okay, I'm not. Homiletics is the art and science of preaching. How do I put a sermon together? Are all sermons the same? Is there a such thing as a textual sermon? Is there a topical sermon? Narratives, apocalyptic, what type of literature are you looking at? We got 1 Corinthians, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, Colossians, Philemon. Again, every book of the Bible you're going to go through. Let's go look at the senior level, because that's always a fun one. That's one we want to get to. That's what I tried to get to do earlier, just a quick list. Romans, Galatians, Biblical Theology of Missions, Wisdom Literature. That's everything except for the book of Psalms, because then I have a separate course on Psalms for our wisdom literature. Charles Spear does a great job in teaching that. Apologetics 2, New Discoveries. We had an instructor, his name is Ted Stewart. He's passed away now. I'm jealous. One day I get to see him again. And then we'll both be focused on Jesus and won't care that we're both there together. We just want to see Jesus. But he did a lot of research, even here in England, going to the British Museum, the British Library, and he composed a book to show that the biblical dating of Egypt and the pharaohs and Joseph and everything that happened coincides with history. Mm-hmm. Where scientists and Egyptologists want to say, well, the Bible is wrong because they're off by 300 or 400 years. He did the research to prove, not from just saying, oh, this is what the Bible says, therefore we believe it. He found the documents. He found the manuscripts. And he put the evidence together to show why the Bible is accurate. He also is the one, as part of that video I mentioned earlier about Noah's Ark. And so he's got some things in there about that. But he did a lot of research. And so it's a great course on apologetics. I guess I didn't even think to define that. So the very first class I put you into is Apologetics 1, Historical Christian Evidences. Okay, apologetics means to give a defense. So the very first course you go through is evidences. Darren Bible, who's going to speak to us later, is now our instructor at Sunset in teaching that course. And it's a great course for proving the historicity of the Bible and that Jesus Christ really was a man and that he really is the Son of God. The second course gets into more of the sciences. What about evolution? Is it accurate? Is it correct? What does the Bible say? How does it coincide? As well as some of the other things that I talked about with the Egyptian dating and things like that. 2 Corinthians, Daniel, Isaiah, Revelation. We've seen them all in some of the junior courses. Distinctive nature of the church. Another name for that class could simply be Church of Christ. Is there a distinctive pattern in Scripture for who we are and who we are supposed to be? Yes. This class will go through that. So, for example, I used to preach at a church that did not have elders. Small congregation, much like Loughborough, Leicester has been. You know, when I got to that congregation, we had about 27 members. 7 years later, we were up to about 70. We had grown. Still did not have elders. Is that okay? Because the Bible says we should have elders.
Right.
Would it be better for us to install men who are not qualified to be elders?
No.
So that we can be biblically correct?
No. No.
Or would it be better to, let's wait on this, yes, to be biblically incorrect? Much like the way I said that. That's why these courses are good. Because sometimes we're riding along in our chariot and we've got what we need. We don't need anything more than this. Except my paper didn't fall out. But sometimes we just need a little help. Because sometimes I don't understand what I am reading. Can you come alongside me? That's what I'm offering to you. Free of cost. Now, if you lived in America, I don't get to say that. I say $135 per course. Still a really good deal. But for my friends, my brothers and sisters, my family in the United Kingdom, free of charge. I have a donor back in America who wants this to happen. He wants to make this available. So here's what it looks like. So you logged in, you're a student now, and you're going to have your courses. Your courses that are open are going to show up right here. So we're going to click on Bible History 1. Now there are two ways to do UKBI, two ways to do Sunset. One, we call certificate. And that means after you complete all the courses, we give you a certificate saying, yes, you have gone through United Kingdom Bible Institute, and we hereby grant you this certificate of completion. And your responsibility in order to get that certificate of completion is you will do memory work, and you will take the exams as you go through the courses. And that's it. Now, we do have a higher level that we call credit level. And the state of Texas has authorized Sunset to offer bachelor degrees. We also have at Sunset master degrees and doctorate degrees, but I'm in charge of the bachelor degree program in America. So that's what I focus on. Everybody for UKBI, unless you ask me, I'm going to put you on a certificate level. Your only requirements are going to be memory work and exams. But if you're interested in credit level, the difference is same courses, same exams, same memory work, but we're also going to give you a book or two, depending on the course, that you're going to have to read a portion of, all of, depends on the book, depends on the course, and write a paper over it. So that's what I'm going to show you now. So in Bible History 1, on the far side, it'll show you a quick link to everything on that page that we're looking at here. Don't worry, I'm going really fast, but you don't need to read it. So I'm going to get rid of that. On the side here, see the little arrow? You can't see the speaker? See that little gray box? There's a little bitty arrow there. When I tap that, it opens up this sidebar. This is an actual student that I just enrolled yesterday. For certificate level studies, you don't have to remember this, but I'll tell you again later. For certificate courses, I will give you up to 6 months to do it. Now, I will always give you an extension. I understand life happens. Somebody gets sick, you lose a job, you just, holidays, travel, things get hectic, and you can't keep up with your courses. I'm going to send you an email and say, hey, you got about 4 weeks left till your course expires. You doing all right? Think you're going to finish, or do you need more time? If you need more time, I'm going to give you more time. For the credit level courses, because we are going towards a degree, we're trying to encourage people to do those quicker. You get a 3-month window. Same story. You need more time, I'm going to give you more time. Last year, I had a guy graduate from online. Guess how long it took him to go through all 40 courses? 18 years. He's a slow. But he did it. I have people who will graduate in less than 2 years. How long does it take? I get asked that all the time. How long does it take to go through Sunset Online? How long does it take to go through UKBI? Totally up to you. You will never get pressure from me. I don't want you rushing to finish a course just because there's a deadline. I want you studying to learn the material. I don't care if you ever graduate. Don't tell my boss I said that. I just want you to have the material. What is our purpose? To call people out of darkness into His wonderful light. And if I can help in any way equip you to be able to do that, that's what I'm here for. Does it look good when I have people graduate? Absolutely. And it makes my heart feel good that I've had somebody go through the courses and get a certificate or get a degree. But I also love getting the email messages and the text messages about how much this has helped me, how much this has helped my family. I just shared this with my neighbor and now he's a Christian. That's more exciting to me than the graduates. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I just want this to be available to you, whether you finish the whole thing or not. Now, so all that to say, pull that, it'll show you how long you have left on your course. So this one goes to August 3rd, 2025. When it gets down to mid-July, I will send an email and say, hey, you're about to expire, you need more time. Come back to me, come on. Now, here's the course. This first button at the top, or first link, credit requirements, this is going to show you, and this is for the credit course, this is not your certificate. So remember, the certificate is just memory work and exams. This will show you what's required in the credit course. There's going to be the videos. Always got to watch the videos. You do get credit for watching the videos. There's recommended resources. These are not required, but they're available if you need them. Old Testament history, philosophy of evolution, you'll write an evaluation paper. Here's your memory work. Does that look bad? Genesis 1, 26 to 28. Genesis 2, 15 to 17. Genesis 3, 15 to 16. That's it. Then you got your exams. Now, I'm going to go back a step. Right below that, Because you are not in America, you're considered a scholarship student. Trust me, I have a lot of Americans wish I could be scholarship students. Because not only do you not have to pay, you get access to this folder. I get scholarship student material. I really do. Well, anyway, what it pops up is all the books. So, for example, Bible History 1. There's a study guide. So this study guide goes right along with this course. Each lesson, there's all the lessons. So here's the first lesson, History of the Hebrew Family. The words you read are almost verbatim to the video. So you have written, after you watch the video, you can go back and do this and look and see the things that were just discussed about. You have room to make your notes. And then at the end of each lesson, you're going to have self-exam questions. These are good to go through. Forget I just said that. You have to go through these. You want to go through these. Because if you're taking it for a certificate or for credit, guess where your exam questions come from? Right here. The end of each lesson is going to have questions. Guess where you can find the answers to those questions? Right up here. Watch the video. You have your questions in front of you. You start making your notes. Go through the lessons. The other books, Philosophy of Evolution, The World and Literature of the Old Testament. As a scholarship student, I give you this. These are full books downloaded as PDFs. You don't have to go on Amazon. You don't have to write America to get us to mail you books. I'm giving them to you for free. Free resources. And here's the problem with that. Sometimes when you get something for free, it becomes easy to take it for granted. And I pray you won't do that. That's the other problem. The reason why I'm not going to give you pressure on finishing the course also means I get some students, they've been on the same course for over a year. If you don't have the self-discipline to watch the lessons and do the material, one, you're not going to learn. Two, you're not going to finish the course. So going back to that Bible History 1 page, we talked about the resources. There's always some student material there just to give you some more help. Tap this button. Now here's what a lesson looks like. I go to the very first lesson. That study guide I talked about is already embedded into the lesson. So you can look at it online while you're watching the lesson. You get just a short way down, and then there's going to be a video. This video is a link to YouTube. All these videos of these lessons are about 26 to 28 minutes long. I don't know that we have any lesson that is more than 30 minutes. They're usually about 26 to 28 minutes long, 12 to 24 lessons per course. So one lesson, you watch less than a 30-minute video. Do your self-exam questions. If you are taking it for credit, then you're going to have some more work. You know, read the book, do some outside, write some papers. But other than that, you just click this, you start watching the video. And Richard, this is Richard Rogers. He's just going to start teaching and talking to you. Now, if you want, and we're not going to listen to Richard right now, there's also an audio option. You can also click the three dots by the speaker, and you can download the audio. I have a lot of students do this, especially in different countries in Africa, because they don't always have good internet access. So they'll go to an internet cafe, they download all the lessons, audio, then they go home, and they can listen to them on their phones, in their cars, or whatever they're using to study. And here's the other great thing about this. Like today's Our men's day today. And everything Greg just said, it is going to be recorded. But other than that, if you don't go to the website and find it, you don't have access to it anymore. With this, you can listen to these lessons over and over as long as you want. When you watch the first video, it doesn't mean you can't go back and watch it again. You can. And so if there's something you really want to learn, or you just, maybe the teacher went a little bit too fast, you can listen to it over and over again. You can download it. There are ways to download the YouTube videos. I'm not supposed to say that. There are. To watch these videos, again, it's going to go through the course. And then, go back. When it's time for you to do your memory work, it's going to show up. So I go through lessons, and most courses only have two exams. There's like a midterm and a final. Bible history, because it is a lot of material, there are three exams. So your first exam comes right after lesson six. Right here, there's a link for a study guide to all those questions put together. Practice maps, references, things you can do to look at to help prepare for the exam, in addition to the notes you've already taken. And then you can click on the exam, and it'll tell you what the rules are for the exam. There's a time limit. And then you attempt. And it will take you to the exam. And there's the first one. So choose six erroneous doctrines regarding the origins that are refuted, drawn by creation and account in Genesis. You will have studied that within the first one or two lessons. And so it will give you knowledge. And then the exam you take. Now, you have to have a 70 to pass the exam. We are an institute. We do require grades. So what happens if you don't make at least a 70? I let you retake the exam. I'll give you time to go back and restudy. Again, I'm going to be one of the easiest educators you've ever dealt with. I will give you more time, and I will give you grace. You know why I give you grace? Because I know how much I need it. And God gives it to me. How could I even think of not giving it to somebody else? My whole purpose in UKBI is to help you, to be a tool to learn. If you already know everything, God love you. Pray for us. We're not all there yet. But if we can help, that's why we're here. Same with the memory work. So you go through here, you do the exam, you go through all the questions, and then it's going to, when you get done, I get an email. It'll give you a quick grade immediately. When it comes time for the memory work, you click it. It reminds you what the memory work for that term was. You get a 10 quiz, and you got two questions. Did you do it? Yes. Okay, well, good. I did it 100% right. Here's my philosophy on memory work. I don't care how accurate you get it. The whole point of memory work is to be familiar with the passage. If you miss a word or two here and there, that's okay. Who do you quote your memory work to? You don't have to call me up. Call Paul. I don't care. Any time of day, you call Paul or Zoom. Or, even easier, you got a spouse? Got a child, got a member of the church. I don't care who you quote your memory work to. And if you struggle with memory work, talk to me later. I've got some hints. I just realized time is almost up. On how to do memory work well. But you click it that you've done it. Then give me the name of the person. I'm not going to call them. I trust you. We are a Christian school. If you're lying about memory work, that is not the biggest of your problems. Okay? So, I appreciate your time. I hope you'll check it out. I've got stuff to give away so that you'll always remember us.
I'm just going to say as well, just what we're trying to do in the UK is have like a support network. So, for example, we'll be able to contact you, you'll be able to contact us, we'll be able to trade with you. If you want some support and encouragement, you can also study in group. So if you want to study in a group, we can do that, and we'll even find a way to come online and play the videos with you, which some congregations and our brethren in Stratford and Milford Keynes have used that. So we want to try and make it as homely as possible. Some brethren are doing their memory work over FaceTime or over Zoom, and so we arrange a time, they come on and they do it. But it's an opportunity, because it's not so much about the memory work, but also it's an opportunity to encourage them and make it feel. So what we're trying to do is make it feel a UK home thing, so it doesn't seem a distant course. It's on your doorstep. And this is working globally. I know Greg talking about things going on in Europe, so it's a great tool. So yeah, we're here to support.
Thank you.